This Ramban is very long, so we're not going to be able to read through the whole thing. I also, like, I want it to be usually that the base is reading. Usually it's the Ramban. Sometimes if, whatever, either I just have an interesting idea that I want to share that starts with a short Ramban, or just like the Rambans in that week are really short, sometimes I'll bring in other Makoros. But this week we're just going to really just talk about the Ramban. So the Ramban says, Ki kare, okay, you happen upon this this bird nest before you. Gamzu mitzvah muvueres. Oh, another thing I forgot about the Ramban, which is connected to this. The Ramban is able also kind of like part of that mix of like different influences. He's able to see very small detail and very big picture. The Ramban is like I don't know like when it started. It could be the Ramban is one of the first. Could be it's not. I don't know. But the Ramban is one of the first I'm aware of that has hakdamos. And the point of the hakdama is to give you the theme of the entire thing. He has a hakdama to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's like, what is Torah? He has a hakdama to, like, what is goal of his perishes? He has a hakdama to each of the Svarim. So the Ramban says in his hakdama to Sefer Dvarim that really you should know, we basically don't have any new mitzvos here, except for we have some new mitzvos. And he's like trying to figure out, like, what's, like, why would we yes? Why would we know? What's the point of it? Ayin Sham and the Ramban's introduction. So it seems like the Ramban's talking about what's his doing here. And it's like a big picture kind of perspective. The Ramban is also famous for his, like, big picture ideas of, like, Kedoshim Tiyu, Asisama Yashar Vatov, Shabbos, and the Shabbos should be a day of rest. Like, you should have, the Shabbos should be a central part of your week. Like, lots of big ideas that the Ramban, again, because of his ability to, he's like reading each little detail in the Pesukim and being medayik and also looking for the big picture message. So anyway, Ramban just great. Okay, so says, I mean that, obviously I was disrespectful, but like I don't mean it disrespectfully. Okay, so says Ramban. Gamzu mitzvah muvu eres min osov yes beno lo sishchetu b'yomechad. So it's kind of a similar theme, says Ramban, of the idea of not shechting the mother and the child in the same day. So too, you shouldn't take the mother and the birds and the babies. Right, just the very, very basic details, you come upon a nest, and you see baby birds or eggs, so you should shoo away the mother bird before you take the eggs or the babies. Halacha l'maisa, it's actually like a lot more complicated because if it's in your rishus, let's say you have like a bird's nest on your windowsill, it could very well be already at a kinyan chatzer, and then you already were konet, so there's no point in being konet the eggs again, whatever. But if you ever have a practical question, so ask a rav. Okay. Kiatam bishneim, the reason why we have both by right, osov yesbino, not shechting the mother and the child, and also not taking the mother and the child here. Hatam b'shneim levilti hayos lanu lev achzari v'lo nerachem. We shouldn't have a cruel heart and not be merciful, right? That we're killing the whole, or just wiping out this, you know, this family of birds, this family of cows, whatever. It just doesn't seem right. And even though the Torah says you can do shechita and you can eat meat, but to like somehow wipe out this whole family unit, whatever, just seems a little bit cruel. And when you shecht the mother and the child, or you take them, you have these free birds who have the ability to go away, and you trap them and take them for yourself. Again, you're not necessarily shechting them here, but you're taking them for yourself. It's like you're like limiting this family of animals. Doesn't seem right. Okay. Because of Harav b'mor nevuchim. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim several places as well. I feel like usually he's disagreeing, but here he's agreeing. So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, Kitam shiluach hakein v'tam osov yes beno. The Rambam also associates these two mitzvos. Lo sishchetu b'yomechad, kedei lahasir shlo yishchot haben be'enei ha'im. Ki yish lo behemos da'aga gedola b'zeh. Anybody have pets? Like big pets, like dog pets or bigger? Yeah, so does your dog have emotions? Does he get sad? Sometimes he gets sad. Okay, so says the Rambam, the animals get sad. If you take the mother and you shech the baby in front of it, the mother's going to get really upset. It makes them very, very upset. Vein hefresh, this is an interesting line of the Rambam. Vein hefresh bein da'agas ha'adam le'da'agas ha'behemos al b'neim. There's fundamentally no difference between animals being sad for their children and humans being sad for their children. Ki avas ha'im v'chanosa l'vnei the mother's love for her child is not a product of the intellect, it's just an instinct. It has nothing to do with the ability to speak. It's just one of the fundamental abilities of consciousness, I think the Rambam is saying. Just like animals have it and people have it. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. According to this reasoning, really, if you, let's say, you shecht the mother and then the child, that should be okay because the mother's not going to see the child being shechted. But lamaisa, it's all a harchaka. It's all like a gezeira. The ikar iser, says the Rambam, is to shecht the baby in front of the mother and then the mother, to take the baby birds in front of the mother and then take the mother. Okay, but it's all this idea of not being cruel. V'yoser nachon ba'avur shalom nisachzer. But the idea is this: you shouldn't be cruel. Vamar harav, right? Rambam says, "Gal tashiv elai b'mamar chachamim." Right? I'm sure some of you have seen this Gemara, this Mishnah, and the sugi in Brachos lamgimel on days. Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiru rachamecha mishatkinoso. The person says, "You have the guy davening, or the guy saying that Hashem have rachamim on klal Yisrael, like you have rachamim on these birds that you don't want us to take away the mother, to take the mother birds." Says the Gemara, we tell that guy to stop talking. Why is that? So says the Gemara, there's two reasons. One is because you're matil kina ben abrios, meaning what, Hashem only loves birds, he doesn't like dogs, he doesn't like, I don't know, gerbils. So it's not right. That you, like, okay, that's one answer. And the other answer is because Osa midos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim ve'enan el gzeros. It's because it has nothing to do with Rachamim. It's just gzeros hakasuv. So you shouldn't say Hashem that you should have Rachamim on the bird, because the reason we have this mitzvah is not because of Rachamim. It's just gzera. So says Rambam, that's against what I'm saying here. I'm saying the reason Hashem told us is because we should have Rachamim on the birds. And the Gemara says, no, we don't do it because we have Rachamim on the birds. Says Rambam, interesting answer. What would our instinct would have been, Mr. Mitzvah, to somehow find a way to explain? It doesn't really mean it. Says Rambam, no. Gizu achas mishtei svaros. Okay, it's a machlok. Yes, we know passing like that day. As far as Misha Yira, ki ain tam le mitzvos ela chefetz abore, says Rambam. This Gemara seems very innocent. Whatever, two perushim on the Mishnah, why you shouldn't say, al kanti por tabur rachamecha. Really, says Rambam, this is incredibly fundamental, yisurisik machlokes, if there's tamei mitzvos. According to the one who says it's not rachamim, it's gzeros, there's no tamei hamitzvos. According to the other day of shelo yatul kina ben abrios, because it's really about there is tamei hamitzvos, it's about having rachamim on these birds. And lamai, so we pass on like the day that it's about there is tamei hamitzvos. Wow, that's how the Rambam read the Gemara, right? Va'nachnu machzigim misfar hashniya shebechol mitzvos tam. We don't pass on like that day. We pass on like a second day. Oh, okay. Ad kan the Rambam. Not really, but now referencing some. Hukshah love od masha matzav v'eshit rab. The Rambam, ayin sham and mor nevuchim, he's also troubled by the following medrash. V'chi ma'ichbas lo la'kadosh baruch hu ben shochet min ha'tzavar la'shochet min ha'oref. Does it really make a difference to Hashem if you shech from the back of the neck or the front of the neck? Hello, nisnu ha'mitzos elo l'tzarif emes abrios. It's only given to purify the species, human beings. Shneamar, kol imras eloha tzrufa. All sayings of a'kadosh baruch hu are purified. Oh, okay. Good. Period. Ad kan the Rambam. Says the Rambam that you should know what's the point of Shiluach HaKein, what's the point of Osuv Yasmino, to have rachamim on these birds, have rachamim on these animals. Aye, but the Gemara seems to have a day that doesn't say, like, okay, we don't pass them like that. That's what the Rambam says. And according to the Rambam, though, all mitzvahs have a reason. And what about this Mamar Chazal, the mitzvahs are only given, that there's no reason behind them, it's only given to purify us? The Rambam says, well, he deals with that. Ayin Shem and Nemar Nebuchim. Says the Ramban, I agree, but I disagree with the Rambam. This idea that the Rambam's perspective, that it must be the mitzvos have a fundamental reason, that's absolutely correct. Every single mitzvah has a purpose behind it, has a benefit from it, has something which improves our life in this world. I don't think the Ramban necessarily means like it makes us have lower blood pressure and or makes us happier people. I mean, like, whatever, makes us be able to be more sociable. And it could be like it makes our lives in this world better. It could be our avodas Hashem in this world is better, but there's something about it which benefits us. Besides the fact that we do them and we believe we're going to get schar, there's a here and now benefit to every single mitzvah. Ufar Amru Razal says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Bifnei Malo Niskalu Tamei Torah, why weren't the reasons behind the mitzvos revealed? Because it was revealed to Shlomo HaMelech, and he thought he could know the Tam and not be led astray, and he was led astray. But we see the Gemara says straight out, the mitzvos have Tamim. These weren't revealed to us. Vidarshu Ulemichse Atik, Pasuk, Ishaiah, there you go, okay. The Mechas Atik, covering up the ancient. Zeh Megala Dvarim Shekisa Atik Yomin Umay Niyu Tami Torah. What's this idea of revealing the ancient? It means you're revealing the things that the ancient one, the eternal one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hid. And what are those things? Tami HaMitzvos. But it's clear that Chazal understand there's Tami HaMitzvos. וכבר דרשו פרה אדומה, שאמר שלמה, על הכל אמנתי, ופרשה של פרה אדומה, חקרתי ושאלתי ושפשתי, everything I was able to understand, but I got the פרה אדומה, and it's like, I don't get the פשט. אמרתי, איך כמב ירחוק ממני? I thought I'll understand it, but it was too far from me. אבל רבי יוסי ברוך הנינו, אמר לקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, לך אני מגל אתם פרה אדומה, אבל אחרם חוקה. But even that, משה רבינו understood the deep purpose behind it. תכסיב, היה ביום ההוא, לא יהיה אור יקרוס וכיפון, Yikipon ksiv loshon asid. I don't know what's this pasuk saying. In that day, they will the I think it means I think yikaros means like heavy, like it's hidden. The light will no longer be kipon means like hidden or something. What does it mean?
Yakar.
Yakar. Kipon means yakar.
Thick.
Yikipon ksid varm chusim. I actually don't know. They have to see the pasuk in Yeshayahu. It's chariah. Sorry. The varm chusim ba'olam hazeh asin liyasfuin la'olam haba ke'adin sami detzafid echsev holchim be'ivrim b'derech la'yedu v'chsev eilu dvarim asin. Okay, I'm skipping to the end of the paragraph. Okay. So says the Ramban. If you look at all these ma'amari chazal, these gemaras, it's clear that there's tamei hamitzvos. It's also clear we don't necessarily know the tamei hamitzvos, but there are tamei hamitzvos. So look at it. I'm sorry if you don't have the sheet, but in mind it's the next paragraph. Aval eilu ha'hagados. But these midrashim, asher niskashu al harav, that the Rambam was troubled by. How could it say in the Medrash that does it make a difference that Kadosh Baruch Hu bishachtir, bishachtir? It's all the same. It was only given to us to purify us. First of all, just to take a step back from the Ramban, like what does that line mean? Like if there's no purpose behind, meaning the Rambam was troubled. Let's take the pshat that the Rambam doesn't like, that there's really no reason behind shechita. There's no reason. So, but Lamaisa, what does it mean? Letzaref emes abrios. What's the point of it? What do we do it? So why do you shachtir here and not there? What's the point? What does it mean? Letzaref emes abrios. So even according to the pshat that there's no reason, there is a reason. The reason is so we should have discipline and know that we have to control our taivos or who knows what. Meaning, we have to know that we can't do anything we want. It has to be done in a specific way in order to be kosher. There's some benefit from it, even though there's no inherent reason. But the Rambam doesn't like that. Okay. Aval eilu ha'gados asher niskashu al harav, these gemaras, these ma'amari chazal that the Rambam was troubled by, kvi daiti inin acher lehem, lefi niyastaiti zat the Ramban, he misunderstood what it's saying. Sheratu lomar she'en ha'to'eles b'mitzvos la'kadosh baruch hu be'atzmo yis'ale. What it means to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond everything in our existence. And as it were, there's nothing he could get from us. Avalato eles beadam atzmo limnoa mimenu nezek oy munara o mida miguna. But each mitzvah benefits us. It prevents us from getting harmed physically, I think. Prevents us from having a false belief. Prevents us from having bad midos. Oh, this kor hanisim v'niflos habaris baruch ladas es Hashem has some sort of benefit in our avodas Hashem. Vizeu litzaref bahen. That's what it means. They're coming to purify us. We should be like purified silver, right? All the dross, all the little bits of non-silver metals are removed. If somebody's purifying silver, it's not that he's doing it for no reason. He's making it clear. Taking out any impurity. So too, the mitzvos are to take away from our hearts any bad Emuna, and to tell us the truth, and to remember it for all times. If anybody remembered a Gemara in that line, you get 10 points. Hamitzos lehoti mi libenu kol emuna ra'a, lehoti mi liban shel tzdukim. Right? That's somebody saying, what's that expression? Lehoti mi liban, what does that mean? Lehoti mi libenu, take out of our hearts. Lehoti mi liban shel tzdukim, take away from their beliefs. And people shouldn't believe in what they believe in. Okay. V'loshon zoa agada atzma. Okay, we're going to skip this, even though I said it really loud, because he says it's mefurish in the way it's Medrash is quoted elsewhere. That's what the Medrash is saying. That not that the mitzvahs have no reason. Shechita has a reason. What the Medrash is getting at is that Tzakadosh Baruch Hu, you don't benefit him when you're doing anything. It's all for our own sake, not for his sake. Look at the next paragraph in mine. I apologize again if you're looking inside. Behavi raya min ha'shochim min ha'tza'avra v'ha'orif lomar shekulam lanu v'lo l'kadosh baruch hu. There is a benefit. What's the benefit? I don't know, says the Ramban. Ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Mirat Hashem, after 120, we'll be able to see the reasons. There's some spiritual benefit, physical benefit. There's some benefit to doing shechita the way we do it. But it's not for Hashem, it's for us. Obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care how we eat meat, if we shecht it this way or that way, or don't shecht it at all. Elalonu heim lahadrichenu b'nesivos harachamim gam eis hashchita. Says the Ramban, I'll tell you, has something to do with, I think he's saying, killing the animal quickly, and therefore you're going for the jugular. And see, even when we're killing an animal to eat its flesh, we should do it in the way of rachamim. V'eviu raya cheres umayich pas lo ben ochel tehoros ben v'hei macholam ha-mutarim. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu care if we eat pig or if we eat cow? Lechol lochol tmeos v'hei macholam ha-asurim sh'amr behem ha-torah tmeim heim alachem. The purpose is because we're supposed to be pure people, smart people, wise people, holy people. Okay, etc. Fine. So this is the Ramban. The Yisod coming out of the Ramban is, I agree with the Rambam. Each mitzvah has a reason, but these midrashim, which maybe imply, and he's going to tie it back to Shiluach HaKein. Look at the end of the Ramban. It's interesting also the way he ties it back. Again, you don't have it on the sheet because we have to stop in a minute. But the Ramban says that's what the Gemara means. Even according to the Deya, that Ose Midosa Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'enan El Gzeros, it doesn't mean that there's no point. It means that if you ask on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why should we have Rachamim on these two birds and not on the gerbils and not on the dogs, not on that? That we don't know why Hashem chose in this context to have the mitzvah of rachamim, but the purpose of the mitzvah is to show us, teach us rachamim. That's what the Ramban says. And even according to the Deya, that's in an gzeiros, the gzeira means why did he choose it this way, not some other way. That we don't know. Agav in the Torah Chaim, the Torah Chaim, blue Mikros Gedolos Masada Rav Kook, it quotes in the footnotes from Chassam Sofer, who says based on the Ramban that the Yisod of Shiluach HaKein is about rachamim. And it's supposed to teach us rachamim on these birds. So if you just happen upon a place and are not interested in eating the eggs or raising the birds, there's no point in doing it. L'chora would be aser. But that's machlok as opposed to what we say about that case. But that has to do with what the purpose is behind Shiluach HaKein. I just want to quickly do just one very, very fast. In this week's Parsha as well, I think it ties into this perspective of the Ramban. Right? The Torah says, we don't even have time to look in the Psukim. It says later on, you're in battle. V'nishmartim b'kol davara, ki Hashem lokech cholech b'kar v'machanecha v'yimecha kadosh. Hashem is in your presence. You have to be careful about what you do, and you shouldn't use the bathroom in an exposed way. It's almost mashma that it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we're acting in his midst. Therefore, it's ki'ilu, like against what the Ramban's saying. You see the beautiful yisod the Ramban says about that mitzvah, which is totally in his perspective. Says the Ramban over here. V'nishmarta b'kol davara. Okay, I'm not going to read it because I don't have time, but read it. I'll read that Ramban. No, we're not done. We're doing Yud Aleph for Yud Aleph, the second paragraph. I apologize. Read Yud afterwards, Bli Neder, because it's really good. Okay, well, Derech HaPshat, he's here with Baal HaMikre, the guy who had a carry. Lo Tzeis Mikola Machane, Mepnei HaTam HaNiskar. Right, you have to leave the Machanos of Klal Yisrael. Because the reason that was mentioned, Shashem is Halich Imanu Lahoshi Enu Vamachane Kadosh. Hashem is in our midst during battle to save us, and our camp is holy. Our hearts should be focused to Hashem. And even in battle, when our emotions are high and we're in a violent kind of mood, we should have the perspective of we're all depending on Hashem, it's all dependent on Him. Don't depend on our own strength. That's the idea of having the covering yourself in the bathroom. Mom, if you're in the battlefield, you have to dig a hole and cover it. You have to have the perspective, and the Matthias is the entire machane is kadosh. We learn from these dinim about how you should daven. It says the Ramban, the idea you're here being is that it's not that it's for Hashem's respect, it's for us. We have to remind ourselves that Hashem is in our midst. How do we remind ourselves? By living in a way that's a higher, that's a proper standard, that's a clean way, that's a holy way. And that way we'll be able to focus our perspective and have the proper bitachon, and that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then He'll help us in battle. So the yisod of all these Rambans is that the mitzvahs are really for us, and each mitzvah has an inherent reason. Okay, Adka. Shkoyach.